FM 90.3 WJTL, that's For Him, A Man You Would Write About. Chris Tomlin prior to that, Our God, Good Morning to You. Olivia and Fred with you on your Tuesday, 7:04.
Have you entered in WJTL's free lawn care giveaway? You could win a lawn care package with 6 visits to combat your weeds and keep your lawn looking healthy all season long, courtesy of Tomlinson Bomberger. Contest rules and details can be found at WJTL.com.
This morning, our friend Ron Gibson is here. Ron, a senior life coach at Water Street Mission. Ron, good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning.
So wonderful to have you here. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
I want to give a shout out to my beautiful wife, Philomena. She's on her way to work. So, honey, I'm praying for traveling mercy, and may you have a peaceful day at work. And also, my Water Street family. Woohoo! Each and every one of you. Loved and appreciated.
And we're going to talk about what you do at Water Street being a senior life coach. But first, you've got to tell everyone this story that you told me this morning about Thanksgiving, because we talked about how WJTL Lisa would often come out and be part of what Water Street is doing at Thanksgiving. And you told me this great story.
Well, years ago, myself was a guest there at Water Street, and I had the task of working the dock. And every year, Water Street do a turkey drive. So I'm on this dock, man, and this old lady pulls up in this big Lincoln, man. I mean, I love the car. And she was about in her late 80s, and she got out with one turkey. So I said, can I help you, you know, like to jump off the little dock? She said, no, I got it, young man. She put it on the dock, and she said that she had to run some errands, and she'll be back, right? Now, during that time, I'm fresh in there. I'm stealing sandwiches off the dock. I'm being, you know, transparent. I was struggling with life myself, so, you right. know, being a guest. Yeah. And the lady came back with the Lincoln filled up with like 35 turkeys, man. And the crazy part about it, she didn't want me to help her put near one of those turkeys on the dock. So I had to sit there while she take her time. And she was old lady. No offense to the old folks. Love y'all. God bless you for your wisdom and all that you do and all you have done. But so I had to stand there, and I'm mad because she's doing this. But the whole time she's talking to me, and she tells the story about how she was at Water Street like in 1940 or 30 something, and how they helped her. And for years she comes and give turkeys. So she you know, and as she was talking, you know, I'm struggling with my faith and, you know what this servanthood and all that is about. And it hit me. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I say, this is what it's about.
Yeah.
Helping people. So with that, when she left, I went in the back in the corner, found the private spot, and I cried like a baby because I my eyes was open. You know, it was blind, but now I could see.
Yeah.
And ever since then, myself, before I was married, I never missed giving out turkeys for Water Street. And I got married since then. And me and my wife, we do it every year.
That's
every
awesome.
Since then, man.
I love serving that story.
It, you know, I love that.
That's got to work.
I always tell that story. You know what I mean?
Got to work. So tell us what you do at Water Street. You are a senior life coach. What's that all about?
Well, I'm a senior life coach. I walk alongside the guest who comes in Water Street. You know, we most definitely share the gospel of Jesus Christ, but we basically like, you know, just there for the guests. Me being a senior life coach, I have a caseload where I sit. I do one-on-ones. I do groups, you know, with guys. And, you know, by your testimony, you know the rest, by your testimony. And so, you know, we just help guests, you know, hold them accountable, love on them, you know, just counsel them and stuff that they wasn't getting out there on the street. They seeing and hearing a different walk of life, you know, like, and for me to be come from where they at, you know, and sharing and just being a beacon of light, man,
yeah.
For that life can be changed if you stay the course, you know what I mean?
Do you have any stories that can kind of give us some insight into how this works with you being a life coach there at Water Street?
Well, how I work is that we have all kinds of classes, you know, that guests can go through, like from grievance to financial classes, all kind of spiritual, because, you know, it's a Christian-based, you know,
right.
place. Just restores... To be restorers. That is our one of our mottos,
yeah.
You know, like our main core value is, you know, walk with the neighbors, you know, experiencing marginalization and poverty,
right.
You know, trusting in God to transform lives and restore, you know, hope for people that's, you know, hopeless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, guess what, man? I get ministered to from people that comes to Water Street, and I minister to people. We walk together in this thing. And guess what? One of my mottos, I might get in trouble for this, Water Street is for everybody, but it's not for everybody. And that part is people coming in with their stuff, you know, like they say, the luggage of life. And we help unload that
luggage. The luggage.
We help pick through it. We help wash it, clean it. We help fold on it and fold it and then send you on your way. Give them like stuff that they need to face that world that's outside this big window I'm looking out of right here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give them some stuff that they could use to be able to sustain housing, finances, you know, just a lot to help them live better than what they did coming in. And guess what? Everybody there is not no cart and bag lady. Some people fall on bad times with finances, housing, you know.
Right.
I met some of the best people in my life coming through that door. I don't like the word homelessness, but that's what they use. It's just people who have fallen on hard times. And we are there to be, you know, a beacon of light to the kingdom and a beacon of light to life change. You know,
I love that. Love that. If you want more information about what's happening at Water Street, WSM.org is the place. We're going to talk more with Ron coming up. Joel Vaughn, Holland, and more music too.